You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.tv. Enjoy.
Move right now all over the auditorium, and I pray that people would go to find that disfiguring mark and scar, and it would be totally removed as a sign and wonder in Jesus' name. Beauty for ashes. Jonathan, we have testimonies coming in
from all over the world.
People are writing us right now. Tell me what's happening. We're getting your testimony. Keep sending your testimony tonight.
We're getting a lot about children tonight, Todd. This one's coming from Bloemfontein, which I think is South Africa. And they've said, my 12-year-old daughter has been vibrating, crying, and singing Come Holy Spirit ever since Chelsea started leading the worship tonight.
Come on, 12 like years old, Come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. When the children get touched, you know it's real. Revivals will die if it doesn't get to the children.
Got an 11-year-old boy in India.
11
in India. Been worshiping, and as he was worshiping tonight, he fell down in the Holy Ghost and he's seeing visions of Jesus.
11-year-old boy in India. I prayed for a young girl. Where is she tonight at the altar? She came up to us and said, I'm having visions. Where is that young girl in the pink? She kept falling on the floor. Come up here. She kept falling on the floor. She was worshiping, Michael. Do you remember her? Is this her? Come here, sweetheart. You know it's real when it comes to the children. I pray that every child, every son, and every daughter would see Jesus. Lord, touch the children again. Tell me, how old are you, sweetheart? You're 9 years old. What happened to you tonight?
First, before I felt heat. And when I fell,
you were worshiping and you fell on the ground. And you felt the heat. Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You fell on the ground in worship two times. And did you see anything?
No, I just felt something touching me on the right side and saying they love me.
Who said he loves you?
Jesus.
Jesus spoke to you and said he loves you.
Yes.
9 years old, fell under the power of the Holy Ghost and heard Jesus say, I love you. You know, there's men in here tonight, women and men. Maybe you're not 11 or 9 or 12. You need to hear that word. Close your eyes, everybody, for a moment. Let it be the Holy Spirit that would speak to you right now and say, I love you. I love you. Jesus. Jesus speaking, I love you. Father, I pray. I need the pulpit for a moment. Stay in that atmosphere. Don't move. Something's going to happen in the room right now. This is when it's coming right now. Watching me, stay in this moment. Jesus is speaking to sons, daughters. When Jesus prayed his most famous prayer in John 17, Jesus made one statement, and I wept and wept and wept. Maybe you remember reading when Jesus prayed, he said these words, Father, you have loved them as you have loved me. And you see, I grew up and I never had a father in my life. And the father that I had, drug addict, alcoholic for 30 years, my dad that I love today and loves me today, didn't know how to love me. My mother and father divorced. I was 4 years old. My father was just a young man bound by drugs and alcohol. Didn't have the job or the money to give any support. People would call him a deadbeat dad. Somehow, as little boys, we always believed the best. It doesn't matter what they say about our father. I would tell my mother, don't talk about my father. I know what he's done to you, but don't talk about my father. I always wanted to believe maybe one day something would happen. And I struggled when I became a Christian believing that God could be a father, because I didn't like men touching me or hugging me, or I'd been abused as a child, sexually abused. And so for me to receive a father's love or a father's blessing, when every father in my life rejected me, there was no affection from a father in my home, and I just grew up fatherless, like an orphan. Even though my mother raised me, I was like an orphan because my mother was totally deaf. And I was never able to communicate with a father, and I couldn't speak to my mother because she was totally deaf. Many people in this nation, many children, broken homes, divorce. Even if your marriage is together, it's not a real marriage. And people kept telling me about the Father loving me, Father in heaven loving me. And I knew him as God, Holy Lord God Almighty. I could worship him, God, Lord God Almighty, but I just couldn't understand Abba Father. I couldn't understand Daddy. I couldn't understand the Father's love, the prodigal son. When the Father saw him a far way off, it says the Father left the house and ran to meet the son, and he wept on his son. He had compassion. Do you remember the story? He said, kill the fattened calf, bring out the robe and bring out the ring. My son that was lost has come home. And I had always read that story, that prodigal son story, because I wanted to get a revelation of the Father loving me, because I had so much guilt, condemnation, and shame. Even when I knew I repented, and I knew God said that if I confessed my sin, he would forgive me and cleanse me. But for many years, even though God said I was forgiven, I still felt the guilt and shame. And I wanted to believe, but every time I went to pray, I'd repent again. And I was always repenting. And I don't even know if I sinned, but just in case. The Father's love never broke through. And I read that story of the prodigal son over and over. How the father, when he saw his son who was in the pig pen covered in dirt and mud, he saw his son that took his inheritance and blew everything that he had been given by his father, everything the father had given him. The son went out and just caused so much shame, and the pain that a father has when his son takes everything that you give him and he goes out and squanders it away, and he's living in the pig pens, the swine, the mud of the world. And here comes the boy back to the father's house. And when the father sees him, he runs out, compassion, and embraces his son. Before the son can even say, Father, forgive me, the father's already there. And the father says, there's a party. The fattened calf, bring out the robe, bring out the ring. My son that was lost has come home. I would read that story over and over and try to understand, try to feel the Father's love. Some of you watching, you've never felt the Father's love. I'm not just talking about that knowing, theologically knowing, but really feeling in the deepest part of your soul. Just leave it there. In the deepest part of the soul, you've never felt the love or the embrace of a father. And I was reading in John 17 one time by myself, and the Holy Spirit came when Jesus prayed these words, Father, you loved me. You love them as much as you love me. And Jesus, I could hear the Lord. I love you, Todd, with the same love that I love Jesus. And I had a dream 3 nights ago. And in my dream, I saw my father, my aunt, my uncle, my cousin, all these people in my family, some that I haven't spoke to in many years. And in my dream, I was being reconciled to every person in my family. And I woke up out of my dream.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
And the Father spoke to me and he said, this is for people in the meeting tonight. When I break the orphan spirit, many of you with rejection and abandonment, you don't even know it's on you like a curse. An orphan spirit because you were rejected and abandoned. When I break it over you, fathers and sons and mothers and daughters, and I mean healing and reconciliation in families and houses. And the reason you have not spoken all those years to your family, even though you said, I want to, but they never call. My brother, my sister, I haven't heard from my son or my daughter. You have a relationship that's been lost. Even some of you, your marriage. When I break the orphan spirit, many of you are going to have that curse of abandonment and rejection removed from you, and all of a sudden the telephone's going to ring, and 5 years, 10 years of broken relationships are going to come back together. Fathers, the hearts of fathers turn to children, the hearts of children turn to fathers, so that God can come and remove the curse from the land and heal the land. This needs to be the anointing in South Africa. It's going to heal the land. Mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, and healing and reconciliation, even amongst tongues and tribes and races. There's a curse on the land. And I'm going to break this orphan spirit with this promise out of Romans, the 8th chapter I'm reading tonight. If you have your Bible, quickly stay in this atmosphere. Something's going to happen. Beauty for ashes, beauty for ashes. This is a part of the beauty. The ashes of your rejection, the acid of your, the pain in your heart because of the abuse, the trauma, the rejection, the things you went through in your family, even with relationships, brothers and mothers, marriages. I'm telling you, the Lord wants to take the ash of your life and give you beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit that makes you depressed and heavy. Look what it says in Romans 8, reading in verse 15. You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba Father, Daddy, Daddy. When you can look at the Father and say, Daddy. When you could be that close that you could pray, Father, our Father, my Father, Abba, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit. We are children of God. If we are children, then we're heirs. We're heirs of God. We're joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, we will be glorified together with Him. We're joint heirs. There's an inheritance when you have a revelation of the Father heart of God and you know you're a son or a daughter and you have identity and you say, I'm a son of God. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. And the Father loves me. He loves me with the same love that He loved Jesus. Abba, Abba, Father. Daddy, Daddy, Father. And we command the spirit of rejection. We command the orphan spirit that's come upon people. You don't even know you've been under the curse of an orphan spirit. I command the orphan spirit to be broken now. I rebuke the orphan spirit of abandonment and rejection so that you can receive Father's blessing and you can receive Father's love all over the room, in your homes watching. Open your heart right now and let the love and the embrace of a Father, your Father in heaven, touch you, embrace you, heal you. That orphan spirit breaking over you, breaking over your home, breaking over your marriage, the rejection, the abandonment right now. Beauty for ashes. Put your hand on your heart tonight. If you've ever been rejected, if you lost your father, if you have a brokenness of relationships in your family, you lost, you don't know how to be a father. There's people in this room. You said, I don't know how to be a father. I was a father, I was a mother, and I failed. I failed my son and daughter. I want you to stand up if that's you. If you're in this room right now and you're willing to get honest and say, I need the Father's love, I want you to stand up right now. You might know theologically that He loves you, but you've never experienced it. I just want you to stand all over the room. Just stand in the balconies, wherever you are. Just stand up and say, that's me right now. Maybe you grew up in a home where your parents were divorced. I want you to stand up all over the room right now. There's no shame. Don't let the shame that you've been rejected. Don't let the shame that you were left as an orphan. Don't let the shame that even though you were raised by your mother and your father, you always felt rejected. You always felt like an orphan. Come on, let's break out of that tonight. There's people in this room. You're afraid to open your heart to that kind of emotion. You're afraid to open your heart to that kind of pain. I want you to let the Lord do something right now. Just stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Many of you in your living rooms right now, I know God is speaking to you. In the balconies, He's speaking to many of you. There's a healing anointing here. It took me five years to be convinced where I knew that I knew in the deepest part of my heart the Father accepted me and the Father loves me and He forgave me and He took all the guilt and the stain and the shame of my sin. Oh, I was like a prodigal son for many years, and all I ever cried for, all I ever wanted was to know the love of a Father, the love of a Father. You can get it from a Father God if you didn't get it from your father. You can get it from the love of the Father in heaven if you didn't get it from your father, even your mother. And if that's you, just stand up, put your hand on your heart, and I'm going to pray a Father's blessing over you. There's many rejected sons, spiritual sons. No apostolic father has embraced you. No apostolic father has blessed you. There's pastors in this room. All you've ever wanted was a father of revival, somebody that could touch you and bless you, and you just had to step out on your own because nobody was willing to give you the blessing. I've been rejected, even as a leader, even as a son of revival. I've had my closest friends and associates, some of the closest men and women I loved in ministry, reject me. And then the Lord said to me, Todd, be a father to a generation. I said, God, I want fathers and mothers. Some of my fathers and mothers have rejected me after things that I had been through on a public scale. And I lost almost every person I called a friend in ministry, every pastor, every mother and father I looked up to spiritually. They said, we can't associate. You had a divorce and you fell and you failed in your marriage. And as much as we love you and believe in your call, we can't let anybody publicly know. Nobody in the public can know we really bless your ministry, Todd, because you see, there's people watching me like that. There's people in this room like that. And I had to get healed and I had to overcome. Hallelujah. I had to let fathers that do love me in my life again. I couldn't keep them out and reject them because they rejected me. Listen, there's people in this room. You push people out. You push people out. We're in a healing service tonight. This is part of the healing. You push people out. You push your wife. You push your husband. You push your son and daughter away. I'm telling you, if you'll grab it, you can be healed. You can be healed. It's in the room. I break the orphan spirit. I break and rebuke the curse that's destroying families and marriages. I say there's revival coming into families and homes. And I pray in the name of Jesus, if you have a marriage, mother, father, come on, stand for your marriage. If your marriage is failing and you want your marriage back, stand for it right now. Believe God for it right now. The hearts of fathers being turned to children, the hearts of children. Come on, you got to forgive those mothers and fathers. You got to forgive those family members that hurt you and rejected you. You got to make a choice to let it all go. You need to stand. And Lord, I command that spirit of bondage and fear. It's a spirit of bondage and fear, and it's rejection and abandonment and self-pity. I command this to be broken now. An orphan spirit, be broken now. And I pray all over this room, say, Father, let me feel your love. Embrace me tonight, Father. Take all the guilt and shame and pain. And I release over you a blessing, a Father's blessing. As a father of revival, I bless you. I bless your church. I bless your ministry. I bless your revival. I bless your call. I bless your destiny. I bless your inheritance. You got a joint heir. You're a joint heir in Christ Jesus. Sons and daughters need to receive an inheritance. And yet there are many more in this room.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at vfntv.com.
You're like a prodigal son and daughter because you've never given your life to Jesus Christ. You can't understand what I'm talking about because you've never had an encounter with Jesus. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. People are receiving the Father's love. Stay in it. Stay in it. Stay in it. The Lord's touching you. He's healing you. Give Him all your weeping. Give Him all your pain. He's going to give you beauty for ashes. He's healing your heart. And the Father's love is breaking through. Lord, I ask for the Father heart of God in South Africa. The Father heart of God. I was praying today and it was like I was sitting on the lap of Father. When I was praying, it was like I was speaking to the Father and the Father was speaking to me. And I felt so close to the Father. I said, this is the Father's revival. This is the Father's glory. There's something again coming in the church. Listen, we're going to have a revelation not only of the Father's love, but the Father's glory, power, and majesty. Get ready when the Father comes back to the house. The Bible calls Him the Father of glory. But there's many in this room tonight. In Christ, you can be a new creation. Old things pass away. All things become new. Maybe you came here tonight for a blessing or a healing in your body. People are getting healed on this platform. It's evidence that Jesus is alive. God is knocking at the door of your heart. In the balcony, you can hear me. The love and the presence of God is moving. Some of you, we get uncomfortable sometimes. We don't know what's happening. Our heart's racing because God is starting to speak to you. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart, and He's saying, you must be born again, but I love you. I love you, and I'm calling you, and I'm going to give an opportunity and an invitation tonight. Every head bowed, every eye closed for one moment. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this meeting right now and you've never given your life to Jesus, you want to get right with God. You want to have peace with God. It doesn't matter what your religion or your background is. Right now, you can know the Father's love. Prodigal sons and daughters can come home. Come home to the Father's love. Come home to the love of Jesus. Come home to the love of the Holy Spirit tonight. If God is calling you and you want me to pray with you. You want me to pray with you right now. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Put up one hand and say, that's me. Just wave. There it is. God bless you. Anybody else, put your hand up. You want me to pray with you. Thank you. God bless you. In the balconies, I see that hand. God bless you. Anybody else, you need to give your life to Jesus tonight. Put your hand up. Put your hand up. Wave at me. Hallelujah. God bless you. All over the room. God bless you. You don't need to give your life to Jesus. There you are. God bless you. God bless you. All over the room. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. I want you right now to stand to your feet. I want you to stand to your feet, and I want you to come forward right now. Come down here. Come down here. Come from the balconies. Come down the stairs. Come down from the balconies. Come down from the balconies. I want to pray with you. I'm asking you to come and give your life to Jesus. Come on, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Come out of the aisles. Come down the balconies. Come down from the balconies. All over the room. God bless you as you come. God bless you as you come. Come to the Father's love. Come to the Father's love. Come quickly, quickly, quickly. Don't hesitate. This is the day of salvation. Come down the stairs. God bless you as you come from the balconies. God bless you as you come from the balconies. We're waiting for you. We're waiting for you. God bless you as you're coming to Christ. Come quickly down the aisles. Come and stand before the love of God. Come and stand before the love of God. Come and stand before the love of God. The love of Jesus is here tonight. Come quickly. Come quickly. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what your religion is. Oh, God so loved the world. He loved the world. world, you and me. He gave us his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You can have everlasting life if you can believe that God loved you. He gave you his own Son. He gave you Jesus Christ. While we were yet sinners, he died for you. He died for you watching. He died for you watching. Watching me in your hotel. Watching me in your living room. Watching me in hospitals, even prisons. You're watching tonight all over the world. I want to pray with you in your homes, in front of your televisions. Keep coming. God bless you as you come. God bless you as you come. Come to Christ. Quickly, quickly. Don't hesitate. Every young person, every child, every teenager, young and old right now, come to the Father's love. You can't understand it. You can't understand it because you've never received it. You've never received it. Come and receive the Father's love. You can be born again tonight. He can forgive you, wash you, take the guilt, take the shame tonight. And you can be a new creation in Christ. Old things pass away. All things become new. Come and experience the love of a father. Prodigal son and daughter, come and know the love of a father. Let him heal your pain. Give him all your wounds. Give him all the rejection. Give him all the sin. Everything that you've ever done. Come to a Savior tonight. Come to a Savior tonight. God bless you as you come. He's waiting for you, every last soul. God bless you. You're still coming down the aisle. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come, come. We're waiting for you. Every last precious soul. Every last precious soul. God bless you. You come. You've been watching tonight, Healing Awakening Live, Saturday night in Tonga. Right out of the worship tonight, the glory fell and people started getting healed. We had testimonies of miracles on the platform. And right out of that, the Father's love came and broke the orphan spirit. And out of the Father's love, people are coming to Christ. We're just getting started tonight. We're going to pray with you in your homes. I'm going to pray with you at the altar. I want you to pray a prayer with me. The prayer cannot save you, but if you can believe with me that Jesus Christ died and rose again and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you could be saved. You can receive the free gift. It's the goodness of God that brings you to repent. You know God is good and he loves you. And tonight we're going to repent. We're going to say, forgive me of my sin. And we're going to make a decision tonight to follow Jesus Christ. You're going to pray with me in your homes. Let's pray together. Everybody in the building, pray with me. Say this, Jesus, I want to know you. I want to know you tonight, Jesus. Father, tonight, I want to know you. I ask for salvation. Forgive me of my sin. I need a Savior. I want the free gift of eternal life. I am your son. I am your daughter, and you love me. Father, you love me. And I believe that you gave me your son. You gave me Jesus. And I'm asking now for Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. From this moment forward, I will follow Jesus. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. You love me. You love me tonight, Father. Wash me in the blood. Make me a new creation. Make me a new creation. I surrender all and I give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to be born again. Born again. Tell him tonight, I want to be born again. Born again, Father. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Holy Spirit, come and fill my heart. Come and fill my heart tonight with the love of a father. Fill my heart tonight. Holy Spirit, I receive the love of Jesus. Receive it in your living room. Receive it in your home. I'm going to pray for you now. Father, I pray that the power and presence of the Holy Spirit begin to move through every soul. The presence and power of the Holy Spirit moving through every soul. And I break Satan's power over every soul. I break your power, devil, in the name of Jesus. I release them from every demonic power and presence. There goes the power of the Holy Spirit right now. The power of the power, the power, the power of the Holy Spirit moving. The power of the Holy Spirit moving. I break your power over them, devil, in the name of Jesus. And I command healing, healing, healing to begin to move in your body. Healing, healing. Healing to begin to move in your body in the name of Jesus. Just receive him, receive him, receive him. If you prayed with me and you're in your living room, pick up.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Pick up your telephone right now and call the number on the screen. Pick up the telephone, call us, say, I give my life to Jesus. I'm receiving tonight. Send me an email, awakening@god.tv. Say, I gave my life to Jesus tonight. I want to hear your testimony, awakening@god.tv. If you just gave your life to Jesus, pick up the telephone, call the number that's on the screen. Say, I'm giving my life to Jesus. Wherever you're watching in the world, take one moment, send us an email right now, and just put salvation in the subject line. Salvation in the subject line. We want to pray with you. We want to just take one moment and just get some information quickly. And I'm going to ask all of you that prayed with me to just give me 5 minutes. And I'm going to ask right now if you could just come with me. I just have a room over here. My ushers are waiting for you. Could you just come this way for just 5 minutes? Come, 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 everybody. Just coming, 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 coming. Come on, let's thank the Lord for this harvest of souls. Come on, just God bless you. Just come this way. Just come this way. Just keep moving, keep moving. What a mighty harvest tonight. Hundreds, every night, hundreds are coming to these altars to know Jesus Christ. Come on, let's thank the Lord for a harvest. This is what it's all about. The greatest miracle, the greatest miracle. The Lord is moving in a mighty way tonight. How many of you just thank God for this gift, Pablo Perez? Encounter God Ministries, leading us into the glory every night. Thank you. Come on, give Jesus another mighty shout. Is there anybody in the meeting tonight from Joburg or Pretoria? Just go ahead and stand up and just wave at me. Anybody from Joburg, Pretoria, God bless you. Anybody else come down? Hallelujah. A few more. God bless you. God bless you. We're getting ready, hallelujah, we're making the announcement right now that we're coming to the Pretoria Showgrounds this coming Wednesday, May the 15th, Healing Awakening Live to the Nation, Fresh Fire Ministries, God TV. We're coming to Building L. If you just tuned into the broadcast and you're watching the revival in Tongan and you just saw hundreds come forward to give their lives to Jesus, we've been in a miracle healing service and we're getting ready tonight for the fire of God to come. We're going to have a fire tunnel, but if you're watching right now and you know anybody in the Joburg, Pretoria area, churches, pastors, ministries, we're telling you now, we're prophesying to the Twin Cities of revival and power. Get ready this next Wednesday. We're coming, hallelujah, and we're believing that God's going to shake another city just like he's been shaking Tongan. The fire that's begun here is coming, and we're prophesying, and we're saying, get ready, Cape Town, because when the time is right, we're coming to Cape Town too. There's a move of God moving throughout this nation, moving throughout South Africa right now. Come on, give Jesus a mighty shout for revival, touching a nation, touching a nation. And if you want your church or ministry, you want information about the meetings in Pretoria coming next week, there's an email on the screen. You could send us an email right now, awakeninginvite@god.tv. If you want information, if you want to connect your church or your ministry, you want to get involved with your network of churches and ministries, we're asking every pastor, reach out right now. If you're watching in the Joburg, Pretoria area, reach out right now, awakeninginvite@god.tv. Connect with us. We're going to send you some information about how you can plug into the meetings starting on May the 15th, this Wednesday. We're going to take 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, recharge, get in the Holy Ghost, and we're going going to be taking our team and leaving Tongod. Listen, it isn't goodbye. It's just see you later. We are going to keep the fires going, Pastor. Wednesday, Thursday night, you're going to have the revival big screen in this building right now. But we're asking for people all over the nation, South Africa. Hallelujah. You can call the office. The information is on the screen. If you live in South Africa, just call the God TV office in South Africa. We'll get you some information. Put it on Facebook, Twitter tonight, and tell somebody we're coming to the Pretoria Showgrounds. Just a shout out on Facebook or Twitter right now. Get the word out. Email, text message, connect your church. Send us an email, awakening@god.tv. God bless you as you just respond. The information is all on the screen for you, and we'll be posting in the next couple of days every night on the television, on Facebook, on Twitter. All of our websites will have all the information on how to get to the meetings in Pretoria. And we just believe there's going to be a greater harvest. What's begun here is just going to keep burning. What's begun here is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. And we're telling you right now, bring the blind schools, bring the deaf schools, bring every person that you know that's sick out of the hospitals in Joburg, Pretoria, because we're believing for a mighty move. Anywhere you are in South Africa, come and join us over the next 2 weeks. And you can come from the nations, come internationally, come get under the cloud with us and soak in this anointing. We're staying in South Africa. I know we're going to be here to the end of May, and if not, into the month of June. And we're telling all of our friends from around the world, you can come and get some. Come and get under the cloud, Shaka. You know, there's something to rejoice about tonight. We've nearly had 9,000 decisions for Jesus Christ at these altars. We're up to over 8,500 before the altar call tonight. We're getting all the numbers, people getting saved, watching on in the television, in living rooms around the world. We want to hear from you. But there's a harvest of souls. Listen, I'm telling you, this anointing is going to keep going. And it's going to go from hundreds saved every night at the altars to thousands saved every night at the altars. I don't know about you, but how many, we're believing God to shake whole cities. Hallelujah. I'm putting a call out right now. I'm putting a call out to the world. I'm putting a call out on my website, email, Facebook, Twitter. We're putting a call out. We're asking for every healing evangelist, every student of revival. You're graduating, you're getting out of some Bible school somewhere, and you want to hit the streets and bring the power of God into the streets and the marketplaces. Come and join us in Pretoria, because we're going to be taking power evangelism teams. We want young people with the fire of God and revival all over them. Come spend some time under the cloud in South Africa and help us bring healing everywhere we go. Amen. I'm asking God to raise up thousands of harvesters and laborers in the next 4 weeks, mobilizing thousands of harvesters and laborers that go out into the streets of Pretoria and Joburg. And there's some fiery young people and evangelists watching us tonight. Get your plane ticket and just come serve for a couple weeks. Just come to Pretoria and serve us. Come from all over South Africa. You can come from wherever you're watching in Africa and just come and be ready to get on the streets, the malls, the restaurants. We want to take what's happening inside of the church, outside of the church, to the hospitals, to the prisons, to the orphanages. We've been going into prisons now, and I'm taking invitations. Any prison in South Africa that will open, any prison in Pretoria or Joburg, if we can come into your prison, if you can make it happen, we're taking invitations now to go into prisons. We believe there's going to be a mighty shaking in this nation, from governments to schools, education, businessmen and women, God touching the churches, hallelujah, God touching every level of government. Shakabakata. Whoo, glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. I need to receive an offering. Isn't that awesome? I get to receive an offering, a love offering tonight. I get to receive an offering, our viewers watching tonight, and guess what you're sowing into? You know what you're sowing into. Revival, harvest. You've seen it tonight. The glory, the healing power and presence of Jesus. This is good ground. And we're going to give tonight because we get to. Say we get to get to. We get to. Amen. Say we get to. We get to. We don't have to, but we get to. The gospel is free. But lights, sounds, chair, television, all the infrastructure to make Healing Awakening South Africa happen, it's costing us a lot of money. We're asking for businessmen, businesswomen, churches, ministries to stand with us in revival, sow into your nation. And many people in these meetings that have been coming in the last 38 days have been giving super Holy Ghost abundantly and awesome, your best gift. And we're believing God day by day, week by week for breakthrough. I know Wendy and Rory Allen, God TV, just the production alone is nearly 1 million rand a week so that we can be live to the world. How many of you love preaching the gospel to 240 million homes out of South Africa live every night? That's good ground. That's worth sowing into. 240 million homes and the harvest that's happening each and every day and night at the altar in these meetings. It's worth sowing into. When you invest into the gospel, you get breakthrough. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, I'm...
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at vfntv.com.
Receiving an offering tonight, you get the opportunity to plant and sow a revival seed and a breakthrough seed out of the abundance of your heart. Call it a thank you, hallelujah, thank you offering. And I want you to pray about it. Say, God, what do you want me to give? And I know many of you here tonight have come ready to give. You want to give, hallelujah. We don't have to pry it out of your hand. You're like, this is awesome. I'm ready to sow. It's not just the seed you sow, it's the ground you put your seed in. And I'm so committed to this outpouring that somebody, a businessman, God moved on a businessman and decided he so loved revival, one businessman. He said, I've got a brand new Porsche. It's worth about 800,000 rand. But I love souls getting saved in Tonga. I want revival in South Africa. And he said, Todd Bentley, I'm going to give you the keys to this Porsche. I'm sowing it. Here's my Porsche. I was given a brand new Porsche. And you know what we're doing with that Porsche? We're selling it and giving 100% to Revival South Africa. Oh, listen, I mean, I like to get blessed. I mean, I want to drive a nice car, but I want souls more than I want nice cars. And I'm willing to give it away. Somebody gave it to us for Revival. We're going to sell it, and all of the money is going to go to Revival South Africa, Pretoria, Joburg. Listen, we are challenging. I'm praying, God, let some more businessmen and women. Maybe you can give 100,000 rand. We had two business people both pledge 100,000 rand. I'm asking God for 100 businessmen that can give 100,000 rand. And I promise you this. If you're watching me right now and you can write a check for $100,000, $25,000, $50,000, you can pick up the telephone, call the number on the screen. I promise you this, watching tonight, I promise you this. Everything that's given that we receive, everything we receive, I will put 100% back into Revival South Africa. We'll put it right back into buses, right back into venues, sound, lights, television. All of it will be spent on the ground. If somebody in this meeting is, I want to give you a million rand for the gospel. We'll take 1 million rand and spend it on souls. Come on, I'm telling you, but I believe tonight if every person did something, 10 rand, 50 rand, 100 rand, your best tonight, we could have awesome breakthrough in this place. And it's our generous God TV friends, partners, and angels. You're responding all over the world. You're seeing what's happening in Tonga, South Africa. This is good ground. Would you pick up the telephone and call and just say, I want to give my best gift? You can go on to our website right now and say, I love what's happening in South Africa. I want to sow into Revival Africa. Thank you for every gift, $30, $20, $50, $100, $1,000. We need your support. We need you to pray. People have no idea, but it's costing us right now about 1.6 million rand a week to run the revival. Why do I tell you that? Because I love to be upfront and open about all the money. 1.6 million rand a week. That's why we need a love offering. Hallelujah. People are like, man, I don't have, I just got 100 rand in my pocket. How's that going to help 1.6 million? If every person, hallelujah, sowed their best, if every person watching tonight sowed a seed, every person went on our website and sowed a seed, we would have more than enough money. Hallelujah. I believe God's taking the wealth of the Gentiles and giving it to the church for the harvest that's coming at the end of the age. Let's pray. Take your offering in your hand. I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward. Ushers coming forward. Go to the website. The information is on the screen, God.tv, and sow your best gift. We're receiving the offering tonight. Would you give tonight? Wherever you're watching in the world, say thank you with your giving. Thank you with your giving. Just click the donate button. Go to our website and just sow a seed today. We really do need your help. Thank you for your generosity in this building tonight. Take your offering in your hand. Father, I ask you to bless this offering we're about to receive as we worship you with our giving. We're sowing into revival and breakthrough in our families and our houses. We're sowing into the impartation. We're sowing into the glory. Lord, I ask you to multiply back 100-fold a mighty harvest of souls. And everybody say, in the name of Jesus, amen. Let's worship the Lord with our giving.
Well, precious viewers, here we are again at the time of the offering here in Tonga. And as you'll see from the preaching of the word and the miracles, the signs and the wonders, we're just in awe of what the Holy Ghost is doing tonight. And this can only continue with your generosity and your support. And we just want to say, don't we? We just want to say thank you, partners, angels, business angels, those of you who stand with us. Thank you so much for everything you've sown in. But we're really at a point now where we're going to push into the next level. And we believe at God TV and with Fresh Fire that this is going to be an incredible step up for what the Lord is going to do in Pretoria, in Joburg, and hopefully even further on from there. So we're going to say this tonight, that if you're sat there in your living room and you're wondering what you can do wherever you are in the world, please prayerfully consider what you could give to this. This is going straight into souls. It's going into prisons, onto the streets, and running this for these thousands of people who come from all over South Africa, but also so that the gospel can go through the television all over the world. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Jonathan. I would like to speak to our viewers here in Africa. I know that we've been praying and interceding for our cities, for our nations, for God to move, and this is our time. God is visiting us. His power is so present. We've seen incredible salvation here, and I want to encourage you, this is part of your testimony to say, I was part of God's move. You may not be here with us, but you can send your money. Our phone number is on the screen. We've got a call center in Cape Town office waiting to take your call. And for those of you that are not in South Africa, go to our website, make a pledge. Bank details are there. This is a time to act. I want to encourage you, do not let this wind pass you by. Get up now, go to the phones, go to the website. Contact us and just send your information, send your financial seed, because God is waiting to partner with you. And so there you go. We're just inviting you to join us in this great move of God. Jonathan.
Amen. It is a privilege to be here in this atmosphere of worship. So we're going to go back to the worship now. But as we do that, please just seek the Lord and ask him, what should I give? What can I do to contribute to this incredible move of God? And I pray in Jesus' name that he speaks to you, and that we follow his calling into everything that he's calling us to do here at God TV, but also you in your living rooms as you seek to follow the Lord. God bless you.
Above all names, you are worthy of
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Come on, tell him hallelujah. Just take a moment right now and lift up your voice and just praise him. Just tell him in your own words tonight, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. My God is mighty, holy, King of kings, Lord of lords. Give him praise for one moment. High praise all over this room, in your home, in your living room. Just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God, holy Lord God, almighty God, Jesus, the name above every name. We bless you, Lord. We lift up our hands in your name, God. We say, great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your glory, power, and majesty. Thank you for your greatness released in this place tonight. Thank you for the moving of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the fresh anointing. And thank you for the fire. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You can be seated for just one moment. If you're watching tonight and you're in Phoenix or Durban or Chatsworth or Tongat, wherever you're watching, we have one final service in Tongat Sunday night. Come and join us for the last service in this place. We're going to make it an anointing service. We're going to get out the oil, and we're going to anoint every woman, every daughter, every mother with oil tomorrow night, Sunday night. It's going to be a Mother's Day special Holy Ghost outpouring service. And we're asking you, take your mother for lunch. Come on, sons, take your mother for lunch. Take your family for lunch, and then come and join us in the revival for the last service in Tongat. And we're saying it's a special Holy Ghost anointing, praying for women in ministry, praying for the destiny of daughters and mothers. I'm telling you right now, something is going to happen. How do I know? Because in 1998, on Mother's Day, I was 22 years old, Mother's Day, 1998, and Jesus came to me. I had a visitation of the Lord Jesus in a trance or a vision. I mean, all I know is I saw the Lord in my apartment, a visitation, holy visitation of Jesus, and he spoke with me audibly about the ministry I have today. All those years ago, he spoke to me about what was going to happen in the nations, the miracles, the healing. Said, your ministry begins today. This happened on Mother's Day, 1998. And every year, for 7 years after that, in 1998, for 7 years until 2005, every Mother's Day, something happened. I received another visitation or some kind of outpouring of the Holy Ghost, a blessing. Something would happen to me every Mother's Day. And then for several years, nearly 7 years, it stopped. And it was January this year, before we came to South Africa, it was January, the Lord spoke to me and said, this Mother's Day, May the 12th, tomorrow, this Mother's Day, I was going to have another visitation. Something was going to happen on Mother's Day. I'm going to be praying all day on Sunday, other than lunch. I'm going to be praying on Sunday, and I'm going to receive something. We're going to release it in a special Holy Ghost Mother's Day outpouring and service tomorrow night, the last service in Tonga. If you're watching, you're going to want to be here. If you're here tonight, you're going to want to be here. And it's going to be a great anointing service. God saves his best wine, Pastor, for last. And we're expecting some great things to happen. And then next Sunday in Pretoria, if you're watching, you're not going to want to miss that either, because it's Pentecost. We're going to have Pentecost at the Pretoria Showgrounds, Holy Ghost Pentecost, next week, May the 19th. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to do a fire tunnel tonight. Woo! Somebody shout! Yeah! We're going to do a fire tunnel. How many people have been in a fire tunnel before? Just wave at me. Wave at me. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. That's it. All of my friends here. All of my friends. Woo! Fire tunnel! They're going to help me pray over people tonight, because we're going to have a Holy Ghost and fire shakabakata. You're watching tonight. Listen, in a few moments, I'm going to step over to the altar and release the fire into your home, into your living room. You're going to be able to get into the fire tunnel. The fire of the Holy Ghost is going to come on you. We're going to pray in every home around the world. You're watching tonight. Get ready to receive in your living room as we begin to pray for people. And here's what we're going to do. I've asked Michael Christie to have some people pray with us. I want those people to come forward right now, and we're going to make a fire tunnel right here in the front. And then we're going to start praying for people. And what I want to do tonight first is we're gonna have everybody that wants prayer is going to come into the tunnel, hallelujah, on my right. That means right over here. I'm going to begin to invite people section by section, and I'll have my assistant here, John McGurvin, in just a moment help me. But section, this section to my far right here, this section from the pole over, and everybody in the top balcony, from the balcony, you're going to come down, and you're going to get in a line right down here where John McGurvin is. So there's going to be a line right over there under the camera, a line. And we're going to start single file line, and you're going to come down and into this tunnel right here. I'm going to show you how it works in a minute. And you're going to come through this fire tunnel, which I want to be a little tighter than this, a little more packed in, a little more closer, okay? And we're going to have everybody go through this fire tunnel. They won't be coming from this side. Listen, you're going to have to come from all over the building, through the back of the church, all the way down. Like, see how the people are lining up? You're going to, section by section, when it starts clearing out, you'll get up in this section and you'll go to the back. Then you'll get out in this section, you'll go to the back. Every section by section. And the balconies will clear up, and we'll go all the way through this fire tunnel. You're going to walk through, but we might have to pull you out because you may not make it to the other end. And listen, not only one person, but 20 people are going to pray for you at the same time. 20 people, and we're going to pray fire, fire, Holy Ghost fire, and you're going to come through this fire tunnel all the way through. And if you fall down, somebody will come in and drag you out. One of the ushers or catchers, okay? You know how this works in your living room. You could stretch with your hand to your TV, to your computer, and say, God, there's a fire tunnel in Tonga, South Africa. They're releasing the fire of the Holy Ghost. You could start praying in the Holy Ghost. You could start praying in tongues all over the world with us right now. And in a few moments, I'm going to step over to the altar, and I'm going to pray the fire on you in your home and in your living room in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But we're just going to worship, I'm going to step down, and we're going to have a couple of ushers feeding the people into this tunnel. There, you see how that works? Do it again, John. See how? No, go slow. Whoa! Now, here, you're going to go through, John, nice and slow this time. Here, okay, he's going to go through. Here's how it works. You're going to come through walking at a steady pace, and they're going to be praying. Bam, bam, fire, Holy Ghost, power, glory, fire, Jesus, bam, Holy Ghost, fire, Jesus, the anointing, all the way to the end, and you're going to come out. We'll push the wheelchairs through. We'll push all the sick through, and we're going to keep you moving. Ushers are going to help me keep the people moving. Let's start bringing them now into this tunnel, and everybody, when they come in, you put your hands on them and just start praying in the Holy Ghost over them. Start praying fire and anointing. Start blessing. Come on, right now, here we go. Bam, Holy Ghost, release it. Slow it down, slow it down, slow it down a little.
Hallelujah. They got to get soaked. They got to get soaked. There we go. Keep them moving. Keep coming into the fire tunnel. Oh, glory. Oh, Lord, release your fire. Release your glory. Shekinah glory. Revival fire over each one coming into the fire tunnel right now. It's a baptism of fire. It's a baptism of power. Come on, lift up your voice in your home, in your living room. Stretch forth your hand to the TV. There's fire. There's fire. Holy Ghost fire. Revival fire. The fire that came on Pentecost. The fire of revival. The fire.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to The Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third great awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.